you go ahead. Let's give him praise. Let's worship him. Some of us may be new to this arrangement, you may be new to this administration. So, the emphasis of this gathering is not majorly what will be, it's not preaching, teaching, it's not here to preach or what. But once we got up here by God, the body of the meeting has started unfolding. The music, the sound is writing your spirit, rearranging it, to use a technical term, is configuring it. And if you do anything with technology, you know, for two devices or anything to communicate, they have to be configured. So the Holy Spirit uses the instrument of music to configure your spirit. If you are not configured, while we continue to sing, you may be left on earth. We had a meeting sometime 3 years ago, I think 2023, that's 2 years. And when one of the people will be called out to give their encounters, by the time he finished with his encounter, he summarized it by saying, "I was in heaven." And truth to that word, the theme of that meeting was entering the realm of heaven. Sit down. Effectively administer this grace, one of the things that God has done with us is that he has written heaven's scripts, music, melodies in our heart, so that we can move at that frequency. It's a gift and it's a grace for the purpose of function. I was not even aware of it Some of us know that story. If you stay on earth today, you won't catch the meeting because it's not happening here. Some weeks back, I was caught up in God's word and I saw the vision of heaven's gathering through his word. And I knew this is an encounter, but we need to be built around it. A week to when we announced this meeting, we wouldn't know a meeting like this would hold. And we went through a period and a season of divine encounters, divine arrangements. And it was about a week or so, and then we saw the date 12th. We don't hold meetings because we want to hold meetings. I've told us that. That's why we hold meetings with irregular patterns. But the irregularity pattern is because from your perspective, you can't pick it. I pointed out to somebody the other time. I said, look up to heaven. And he looked up to the skies. I said, this pattern of stars you see. He said, yes. I said, come back this same time tomorrow. You will still see it like this. I told him the arrangement of stars in the sky is not a scattered pattern. They have a design. It is particularly arranged. Some of you look at the stars, you say, okay, I won't see you again. And I taught them 2020 about the constellations. And that's how I can calculate today the eclipse that will continue to happen for the next 1,000 years. As a matter of fact, astronomers have been able to calculate eclipses that happened in the days of Archimedes and Pythagoras. That is in the days of the Greek civilization. What I'm telling you is, you may think it's scattered because you do not have the wisdom. But somebody who is an astronomer and understands how stars are distributed can tell you, well, there's an order to it. What I'm saying is, you may think the meeting days are irregular, but heaven is building a pattern. So we had the last meeting 21st, right, of April. And May was struck out. And then we saw 12th. I said, okay, there's an assembly for 12th. And so we afford you the opportunity by God to be encountered. History is about here today. And the sound will go out to all the earth. There are many more people listening to us now than you see. Many more people that have access to what we say than we know personally. Because the sound is going out to all the earth. That day, 120 persons gathered in the upper room. And they were gathered and the sound came from heaven. It was just like any ordinary prayer. But that day, the church age was initiated. It's called the kingdom for a purpose. Something to be initiated. Like I said, it's not like he wants to preach, you know. Anything we guide you to. John chapter 2, Mary's mom said to her, whatever he says to you, do it. Are we ready? Lift up your hands. Pray in the spirit. Listen, there may be some persons who say, I don't pray in the spirit. It's that simple. Hold on a moment. We've got people baptized in the spirit the most funniest ways. Somebody visited me one time. I invited him to the church where I worship. And I asked him, do you pray in the spirit? He said, no. I said, okay, we're sitting in the auditorium after the service. I said, I can't pray for you or do anything very spectacular. We are in the midst of people. There's a pastor over this assembly. I'm not the pastor. I said, but sit down. I'll talk to you a little. I'll tell you what to do. And then you start praying in tongues. So I taught him what he should know. And then I said, you just ask for it will come. I said, I asked you to pray a series of prayer, repeat after me. And then when I tap your shoulder, start praying in tongues. He thought it would not happen. Or what? Whatever before I tapped him, he started praying. That and that and that. Very easy. You don't need a spectacular laying on of hands. It takes faith and a heart that is willing. Is that so? Lift your hands. Pray in the spirit. If you have not prayed in the spirit now, receive grace for a fresh baptism. I don't have to come to you and lay hands on you. If you lift up your hearts and open up your tongue and your mouth, He will fill it for you. Go ahead, pray. Up, let your heart pray. Go on, sing. Let your heart pray. Prayer comes from the spirit of man. It's not an exercise of your tongue. It's from the heart of man. I'm showing you a new way to communicate. I'm showing you a new way to relate with God. If your heart rises, you will make connect. Kapatosh libre endeba sub telebra katabrane kedeya vederiande barade sundre patikele brehedeya lembra tabake sunde lebre de kete prahade bodore te kete yazam deradaha ivero beshike lebra ande lebarade boshike de ilende frande borende bashike cheke lebra dabade kedeya ilende lebra tabade kote lebadia. Il berebegeti alla brada gadele marada mande bodo shite le bayade la peke de madabadeye come le barada badaga le borotegiani mata baledia ole bayade shanta pamede opere nei damande. Shake le barada, le baradi, le barada, gati le brada, gati le barada, gati le brada, gati le brada, gati la brada, gati le baraba, shide le brada, gati ya. Iye te balaba da mea da bele te borada bia, o bele te keria da batra la mane brahade. What changes people are encounters? Not just income. That's why we have many unchanged people that still go to church. There are people you go and you say, you go to church. Why? It's encounter that changes people. But we must create environments for encounters. I wish I could show you the realm. The last time we were here, I said I wish I had the board, so that at least I could map out with some diagrams so you can see how the realms are. You are locked up in one layer of reality. If all you can see is what your two eyes can feed you, you are not seeing complete. Listen, it's difficult to describe what color is to someone who was born blind. You can't explain it. You can't. How can you describe it? He has not seen since he was born. He's 20 years. How? If God designed humans without eyes, trust me, we'll still navigate. Because bats don't see. They use the technology of sound to calculate distance and barrier, echo back and forth. So if we are not beings with eyes, trust me, we'll still find a way around it. I would not be aware. Like somebody once said, you can't miss what you never knew you had or what you've never had. I can't miss my private jet. I don't have one yet. So we have 5 senses, basically. You hear, you see, you feel, you test. We are locked up. What now? The thing is, what if there are other kinds of senses that we don't have? We become alien to that world. So we see, so we are engaged with objects around us, 3D space. And that's what maybe normally we may think. 3-5 senses we connect. But what if there are other kinds of realities that by nature man is not equipped to relate with? I'm not suggesting now there is. There is one realm that only your heart can touch. It doesn't matter how much you open your eyes. There is a realm that only your heart. Somebody's only your heart. What did God say in the book of Proverbs through Solomon? He said, my son, give your heart to me. When you've come to that place where you become alive, say alive. What I mean by life is when you have consciousness in a new dimension. Consciousness, that is, somebody who couldn't hear for the first time heard music. You know, you don't understand that sound gives you balance. Integrated science and basic science will teach you that sound, your ears, help you to maintain balance. You will not understand the effect of what sound does for you until for a moment they take away all your ability to hear it. And then you walk on the highway, you can't keep track of what's going on behind you. There is a realm that your heart connects with. If your heart connects with it, your eyes will see. Jeremiah says, my eyes are my heart. Link between your eyes and your heart. I'm preparing you for journeys. You've not entered it. Father, we give you praise. Are you ready? Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for the opportunity. We ask for the opening of your grace before us. Things are very real. I like to always begin by that. Or begin that way. spiritual things are very real. It's quite loud. If you can reduce it a little bit. Thank you. One of the gifts that God has given to us is the ability to see the realness of Christ. Many persons, when we say Jesus Christ, they see a distant person. But when we talk about Christ, we see a great personality. No. Today, you will pray. I just saw that some of us will have to pray. Very well, in this meeting. Today, God will do that miracle for you too. My definite journeys in God began from that gate where the personality of Jesus becomes real. I know that you already know that year. But before that year, we were moving in God's power already. You knew me before then. As a matter of fact, the first time he saw us was the move of the Holy Spirit in a meeting. That was the first time you ever see us. But yet, I like to date my journey from that particular year that miracle happened in my heart. I know you call a miracle once it's money or a gift or something. But revelation and insight that delivers and makes spiritual things concrete is a miracle. The Bible says that, howbeit, the natural cannot receive. They are foolishness to him. Cannot, unable, is impossible for him to receive. Right? It said, but they are spiritually discerned. We speak this wisdom with words which the Holy Ghost teaches. It is through the miracle of the Holy Ghost in your heart that you come to this. I want everyone to come to that reality of seeing the personality of Jesus Christ. Because I have seen from God's word that it's a requirement for the fulfillment of destiny. I'm not preaching, I'm unveiling the word of God. I was caught up in God's insight. And then in the journey of that insight, I saw the arrangements. And this stood as the stumbling block. Let me use that word. They must see the insight of Christ. And that's why it also began like that for us. Which is why I always date my journey to that year. We've had journeys before then, but I date it as this definite. You won't escape it. And that is the principal assignment that God gave to us. Make known Christ. And I've shared it to many of us. If you check the description of Kingdom Global Network on every platform that we have, it's always there. A network of the kingdom from heaven in the earth, according to the will of God that he has designed for this present time. That in this generation, his sons and his people will be called together and the mysteries of their life being revealed to them through the unsealings of the mysteries of Christ. It's consistent on every platform. Because I didn't think about this. Few weeks to that day, I didn't think about this. I didn't think about starting a network. But I was caught up in the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why the way I saw it is still the way it is. Say it's a global network of the kingdom. That's why it's called like that. The name has not been changed. And he said, you will gather the people. That's why it's not a church. We don't have it. It's not an ecclesiastical structure. There are people from different, some of them are almost like pastors in their churches here now. But he said, pull them together and unseal Christ so that the destinies can be revealed. And someone said, what destiny, Abeg? That insight into Jesus Christ has given birth to several thousands of pages of mysteries that has to go out. That's why when we come to teach you, we don't read from what we just start talking to you, because it's inside the spirit of the man. It's according to the revelation of Christ that this was born. You are now in that structure. I'm in your throne room. I'm in your courts. I'm in your throne. Voices have been heard. I'm in your throne room. I'm in your courts. I'm in your throne room. The voices have been heard. I'm in your throne room. I'm in your courts. I'm in your throne room. The voices have been. You are a breed of a new thing. You are the beginning of a new thing. Look at me. See, what you are looking for in the world of men won't pay you. This is one of the most significant insights that Jesus Christ has given to me. What I want to break before you today. And every one of us here, it pertains to you. The kingdom. While preparing for this meeting, I scrolled back to a few years ago and I began to see details. At a certain year, these things I'm telling you are from years back. At a certain year, Christ was unsealing after mysteries. Because I like to understand purpose so that I can pursue wholeheartedly. It's already known that when purpose is not known, abuse is always around the corner. So I wanted to know purpose. Amongst the journeys he took me through, we stopped at this point. And I began to learn about the kingdom. And he flashed on this insight.
See your face.
learning the song new. It's just coming. We have to wait for the next part. Just came now, so pick it up. Let it.
I can see your face. I can hear you. I can see your face. I can feel you. I can see your face.
Take it up, take it up. Supposed to bring to you is that God revealed and made it clear that there is supposed to be the kingdom of God on earth. I know we know that gist, but I want to tell you the implication. So how many of us know about the kingdom of God? The Bible says that God has set his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over what? Over all. Do we understand? I'm going to make sure it's as simple as we know it. So, let's journey. There is the creator of heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1, which is the book of the revelation of the prophet Moses, starts this way. In the beginning, God. It's difficult to write a complete history book. How many of us know that? Because even all the books in the world can't take into account the entire history. If we read the history of the World War, there is still going to be a story of a little child that was not captured. If we read the story of the Cold War, there is still a story of a poor farmer that is not captured. So every history book we read only highlights the news line. So Moses, that's good, thank you. In the beginning, what beginning? God created the heavens and the earth. If you understand grammar, you know that God is already before the heavens and the earth. That is, something has to be before he starts creating something. So God created heaven and the earth. So where was he when he was trying to make the heavens and the earth? I pointed out to us that the word heaven there is not heaven of God. It's the Hebrew word, what? Shamayim. It talks about skies, observable universe, what you can use a telescope to capture. What science will call universe, the galaxies, the stellar heavens. So God stood and created the Shamayim and the earth. But we already had the concept of God introduced first. Moses had to begin his book at a beginning. But you can't write the beginning of God. Because the Christian God and the Jewish God, the Elohim, is an eternal God. That he doesn't have a creator. Why it's hard for man to understand, to grasp it, is because we had beginnings. So when something doesn't have a beginning, it doesn't make sense to us. But God has no beginning. So the fact that he has no beginning does make sense to him. So we have God creating the heavens and the earth. If you move down to 26, 27 in the verses now, he starts to make man. Before he starts creating the earth, there was a structure. And the structure already reveals that there is a kingdom. That's why I say you have to be in heaven, because where I'm talking from now is before the earth and the heavens were created. Listen, we are in Genesis chapter 1. Take it back, verse 1. In the beginning, God, that's where we are. We are now, there's no heaven and earth. Where we are now, we are locked in his own realm. We are what? Good. So don't see heaven and earth anymore. See God. Then we'll see what was. Can you do that? God will help your mind. So we see God. Now, the scripture reveals to us, pull out that scripture. It's supposed to be Psalm 103. That God has established his thrones in heaven, his kingdom ruleth over all. There was already a structure of kingdom before God decided to create the heavens and the earth. Can we go to heaven? Do you want to go? Let me look for a bus. Let's use Isaiah chapter 6 transport. Put up Isaiah chapter 6. In the year Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. Listen, what's a throne? A throne can be a physical thing, that's a seat, but a seat cannot be a throne. What it means is, all seats are not thrones, but a throne can be a seat. You can design a throne specification furniture and put it in your house and sit down, but you're not the king of nothing. You can even wear all the beads under heaven, and your legs, your ankles are beads. But the implication of a throne is that there is a kingdom that you are ruling over. Let me tell you, keep it like that. Let me tell you a little story. When there are systems of things, 1, 2, 3, supposing we live in a place together, all of us like this. After a while, something will exist. You know what they call it? Government. Not PDP. Not APC. A government is simply a structure that exists among entities or individuals that defines their interaction. Just before you say Jack, we'll have somebody to be in charge of all the ladies. So that the ladies can have order. Then somebody will be in charge of the gentlemen. And then somebody in charge of the person in charge of both genders. And then we can see how we can... That's how communal living evolved to become government. Government is not an invention. It's a function of necessity. That when entities cohabit together, a structure develops amongst them. And so even in your household, there is a government. As your dad, the head of the house, your mom, and even among siblings, the older, the firstborn, has an authority over the younger ones. And you can see the assignments, delegations that occur in the absence of your parents. All of you are under the watch of that person. What happens? It's government. When God, however he was, came into the scene, he already created a hierarchy and an order of living creatures. They are all scattered. If we want to do this journey, we'll go from Genesis to Revelation. Do you want to finish the Bible today? Remember, we've started from Genesis. We are in Isaiah. We may still go back to Exodus. No, I didn't say you should move. I was only... Isaiah, the prophet, saw a throne in heaven. Now, go on. Above it stood seraphim. These are not Igbo men. They wrote this scripture in the east, they might say, and an Igbo man stood. These are not what? These are not Igbo men. These are a breed. Not all living creatures are seraphims. But they don't exist on earth. You won't see them in Calabar. Well, does scripture has history for this one? No, they are creatures of God. Each one had 6 wings. So only these seraphims, they have 6 wings. I know you think, well, in scriptures, we'll go to Daniel very shortly. Daniel called Gabriel a man. And then the man Gabriel came to me. Because Gabriel has the form of a man. When you see Michael, they have men. The only thing you can tell this is an angel is the glory. Because if somebody comes with you and his face is shiny and everywhere is light, you know it's not normal. But the scripture doesn't... I know you draw your Gabriel with wings. But when Mary saw him and John's father saw him, and Daniel saw him, he didn't describe a wing. Immediately Isaiah saw seraphims, He identified their wings. That's an order. Let's fly to Ezekiel chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, I was among the captives by the river Cheba, that the heavens were opened. What opened? Now that's God's realm. The realm that I said that with your five senses you still cannot see it, because you are not wired like that by nature anymore. And I saw visions of God. Move on. On the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Joachim's captivity. Come on now. The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzai, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Cheba, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Go on. Then I looked. Now, this looking now is not that he's seen this gentleman anymore. Behold, a whirlwind. What? You know what a whirlwind is? A wind that goes this way, coming out of the north. My God, take this. It was coming from where? The north. And a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself. That is, the fire was folding in and coming all the way out, and it was whirling around. And brightness was all around it, radiating out of its mist, like the color of amber. I'm going to tell you something. Out of the mist of the fire, move on. And from it came the likeness of four living creatures. These were not the ones Isaiah saw again. This was their appearance. Look at this now. They had the likeness of a man. That is, they stood like this. You know, not every living creature stands like this. Dog goes like this. The birds have two things. And from it came the likeness of four living creatures. Move on now, we've read this. Each one had four faces. You saw these people when you went to Asaba. Four faces, and each had what? The other one had how many? Go on. And from it came, and their legs were straight. That is, they had straight legs. And the soles of their feet were like calf's feet. That means they had hoofs. They don't have digits like we do. They have hoofs. Look at this. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. That means brass that has been treated with fire that throws. Have you seen the World Cup? The bronze trophy. That's their skin. Let me take us further. The hands of a man were on their wings, on their foresight. Let's see their faces. Go on. Each one had four faces. Look at this. One had the face of a lion. Each one had the face of a lion, of an ox, of an eagle, and of a man. Four-faced individuals. Now, let me teach you this. Let me show you. What's going on is that Ezekiel is about to have his vision. That fire engulfing, you can call it their body spray. Whenever they are appearing, you will see that flame. And you will notice that what's happening, that they are bearing a throne. They are bearing what? Move it to where he described that they bore a throne. It's not even in this chapter. They were bearing the throne of God, and someone called or sat on the throne. Somebody referred to these ones as the mobile thrones. That means you travel in Camry. When God moves, he moves on these chariots. and his throne follows. Do you see this? Now, within the cherubim, now these are the people they call the cherubim. And if I see a cherubim out of all the insights of scripture, I will know this is a cherubim sitting. Because Moses saw these people. And how do I know he saw them? Because he taught and explained to Bezalel how to carve them. Now, there is one other generation of people that are here that they call the wheels. The what? Wheel. Their actual name is Ophanim. They are like wheels, the tire of the of this divine vehicle, but they have eyes. So you can be in heaven and just see a wheel with eyes just walking past. I want to show you that there is a structure already. Go to Job chapter 38. Are we bored? In your throne room, in your courts, in your throne room, voices can be heard. What? Where did God speak out of? Move on. Keep moving. Okay, go back. Job had spoken with so much self-righteousness. Go to verse 3. That say, where were you when he began to question him? Verse 4 now. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? So he's telling Job, when I was creating this thing, you were nowhere. Go on. Say, tell me if I'm understanding. Who determined its measurement? Go on. Listen. He now said, when I was laying this foundation, a group of people called the morning stars were singing. And some other guys that we could call sons of God were shouting for joy. So there was praise and praise session happening as he was walking. We are still in the beginning, God. We are not, there's no earth for now. So where was God standing when he was fashioning the earth? There is a full civilization out there. Get it? Because it comes with implication. In your court, in your throne room. In your court, in your throne room. In your throne room. What you see here is that there was a full civilization. What's a civilization? I was not civilization. When they say civilization, you think it's somebody that is exposed, he knows book, can speak good grammar. Wrong. Even as far back as the cradle of humanity, there was a civilization. A civilization simply refers, it's used to describe the culture, technology, the religion, this what binds a people of a particular age. When we talk about the ancient civilization, you know, first you see their type of clothing. Everybody's wearing gown. Their sandals made directly from animal skin. Right? They have idols in many places. They have their own markets. And you won't go to their market and find snacks. And you won't see dollar bills. Maybe they'll pay you with cowries. That's a civilization. It has an economy. They even have transport system. You want to travel? All right, here's a camel. A donkey. That's what is called a civilization. When ages begin to shift, civilization adjusts. So if, take for instance, this our youngster here now. If she dreams and sees a man dressed in a certain way, she described the age. She said, I saw one ancient man. You know the way these ancient people in the Bible used to dress? Why? She has identified his age through his appearance. Because why? Outfit is still inside the complex arrangement of civilization. See, there is a whole civilization of creation that exists with a government, with leadership, with a hierarchy. Gabriel stood before Zachariah and told him, I stand before the presence of God. I wish you knew that in the government of Jesus Christ, those who stand in the presence have the higher rank. Because the government is built in the presence. This is what David saw when he became king. He moved the ark to the capital and danced all the way to Jerusalem. Why? Where the government will be, the presence must abide. And so Gabriel stood before Zachariah and told him, I stand before the presence of God. I bring a message, because when God discussed in council, I was standing there and I heard it. But you slight my office. So remain dumb until your son is born. It may not have been in the job description, but you don't slight the office. Why? Government is in the presence. I'm showing you that there was a kingdom. There is a kingdom. There is a throne. There have been a throne. And even if God wipes out the universe, heaven and earth, there will still be existence. Because there were civilizations. He's telling you that there's this civilization that sang. Music existed before earth came. They were singing before the earth was formed. And so this teaches us the spiritual kingdom of God. You must catch it clear that they coexist, and there are inventions in it. Move us to Ezekiel chapter 40. Move to verse 2. In the visions of God, he took me into a land of Israel, and he set me on a very high mountain. And toward the south was something like the structure of a city. There is architecture. Move on. And behold, there was a man. He called him a man because this messenger stood like a human being. He had two hands and a face. And so he called him a man. But he said his appearance was bronze. He stood like a man, but his skin was bronze. Bronze can be found in the earth. And God made man out of the earth. What it means is that from the earth, they can be formed. Everything in the earth, God formed out of it. He said his appearance was bronze. You don't want the person to be made of bronze. If it stands on your scale, it will break. Wet cardboard. And what is he carrying? A line of flax and a measuring rod. He was a mathematician. He could take dimensions. He could measure and determine the angles of your pillars. He was showing this prophet the structure of not a room, not a room and parlor, not a bungalow. He showed him the structure of a full city. One man built a city. If we have a civil engineer, if we have a civil engineer here, who can agree with me, because I took courses there too in civil engineering, to build one bridge, the mathematical calculations it will generate for you. Now we have softwares doing it. This man, he stood before the prophet and detailed for him from A to Z the plan without a book. How are they building? Because there is a civil life. We are still in the beginning. Heaven and earth does not exist yet. His kingdom ruleth over all. Journey of insight. Are we here? We were shown the spiritual kingdom first. There are some things I can't begin to talk to you about. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Now, what God began to do is, Genesis chapter 1, God, in the beginning, he now said, okay, let's create a new government, a new realm. Let's create a realm. Are we bored already? So he created the Shamayim, the observable universe. And in that universe, he created the earth. And he began to populate it with new kinds of creatures. That's why when this morning stars saw the wisdom of God, they began to praise. Listen, there's a difference between the glory of God and the praise of his glory. The praise of God is what ensues when the glory of God is revealed. And when you read the epistle of Paul, you see he talks about the praise of his glory. Because if you watch football or any sport or any act, whatever it is, when your favorite athlete is doing excellently, what happens? The people begin to what? Begin to do what? To shout, to cheer. That's what was going on. They were praising him. Because all of a sudden, he divided the waters. And then he began to make new living creatures. It was in that council in 126. Now let us make a new kind of design. Let's do something. Let us do Adam. Let us make man. New concept. Innovation. Let us make him in our image. That is the way we sit as gods over this kingdom. Let him be in our likeness. Let them have dominion. That's a kingdom language. If you read through the story, you see the rule of his dominion. His dominion covered. It's like you stretch hand over a realm and you cut across a radius. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds, the cattle, and over everything. Da, 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 da. What you see is a kingdom that was being created on earth. Are you following? But we already know the story. The serpent, mystery sealed insight from Moses that caused man to fail. He was not created within this creation. So where did he pop out from? He is the vestige of fallen dominion that was before heaven and earth was recreated. It's already clear that Moses did not give account of his beginning, of his Genesis. So you can tell that he's from another civilization. This is not what I'm bringing you somewhere. In your car. So when man fell, a lot of things began to go on. This the kingdom that he established from Genesis chapter 1. It broke. Everything that you see from Genesis chapter 3 after the fall is the restoration of that kingdom. Pay attention, because once I make a point, the meeting has started at another level. One of the mysteries God began to speak to me was the kingdom on the earth. He said, there is a kingdom on the earth. I started to build it. Now, when God began to build that kingdom, he had to start it on the wings of a covenant. That thing you are doing, if the AC is off, leave it. No movement. Just sit down. If you are standing, don't distract him. You know, those are when we will tell everyone to just be still. When one meeting, the people here I just faced here. And I told them, I said, you know, I'm not looking. They said, that thing you are doing is distracting the atmosphere. If it is one, you clean yourself. Or you give the remote to somebody there, they'll be navigating it. Now, I wish I could bring you into this, but I don't know if you can grasp all that insight at once. What you see in Genesis, now the whole creation scattered, that's what it is. The basis of the covenant, the keys, the owner of the kingdom now was Satan. That's what happened. The serpent became the ruler. Eh? You didn't know that? That was a new king. That was a new guy with the dominion. From that time, Satan was the dominion. Whether you like it or not. The kingdom on earth fell into his hands. You don't get it. That warfare, my God, it started from ancient time. I wish I can pull you up now to another scripture. Let's go there. Pull out Revelation 12. Go from verse 6. 7. What's this? What? You think war started with man? Before earth exists, war broke out. Where? It's not in the sky. It's in the kingdom that was. I didn't write it. I'm not showing you my... I'm just telling scriptures out for you. It broke out in heaven. Whose fault? Michael. I can see pull out Michael from you in Daniel's vision. Because Daniel saw Michael. When he came to tell him, there will still be another war at the end of days. And when it happens, Michael will still come again. And what happened? The angels fought. Whatever weapons of warfare, if it was the thunders of God or the lightnings of his spirit, but there was war, and guess what? The dragon fought too. He wasn't putting out without the fight. And go to the next verse. But they did not prevail, nor was God fought. So that great, the great dragon, the what? The what? The what? You think the prophet was drunk when he wrote that? There was a reason why he called him the great dragon. That serpent of old. That serpent of old. Called. He says he's actually a serpent. If you say the devil is a name, but what he is? He's a serpent. Insult a person. He's a human being. And they call him an animal's name. And you know it's an insult. But he said, call that. You call him the devil. That's the doer of evil. You call him Satan. Satan. Accuser. He said, boy, he's the serpent of old. And he does what? He deceives the whole world. That great dragon. Go, let's see his description. Go to verse. Where? And behold, what? A what? Having how many heads? And what? Not a diadem is. It's a crown. And the crown was not on the horn. Because if you go to verse 13, there's another beast that showed up. He's go back. I didn't move you. His own crown was on his horn. But for the dragon, his crown was on his head. You know what it means? I decide, you execute. The horn talks about execution. The head talks about the mind, the authority that decides who calls the shots. The crowns were on his head. You know when someone says, I call the shots here? That's why it was so bad, because we had a kingdom now that was in it. It's like an annex of your state that the terrorists have taken over, and the original citizens have been subjugated. That is, they have been put under oppression. They have been suppressed. These dynamics, this is not a mystery. This guy exists. This said. Exists. Jesus does. Every name I've called from you is not from Harry Potter. This is scriptures of truth. All these gentlemen, I just call them that. They all exist.
Jesus fasted, and the next thing, the devil came to him. Life. Life. So what we are reading happened in reality, is describing where it occurred. You can pull out of those scriptures. Pull out of it. Display your background. Pull out of it. And so Vic fell into the hands of that guy, right? Are you there? But God began a new thing, because there's always the wisdom of reclamation to take back. See, the earth, right, is a kingdom. You call it a planet, good. What it actually is a kingdom. You must get it. I wish you know your other guys from the spiritual kingdom, because here is supposed to be an expression, a revelation of it. So Isaiah saw the seraphims. Ezekiel walked in the midst of the cherubims. They were giving him insight as to how the next progression will occur. Kadebo, Shigada, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand and close your eyes. Pray in the spirit. Retekedos, Lapande kokopele de bratamade. Ifarite sute prente maskapire. Pratikikeredo pon shiria de veretebe. Bandikete mosai. Leira te. I declare your heavens open. Every closed eye, every closed destiny, every closed mind, every closed heart. Lateke boshi keketebai. Lakarate baratada. The fire of God is flowing in you now. Opening up your heart. Opening up your spirit. Opening up your mind. Making new possibilities. I bind that devil of oppression. Late goes. Barada bagade kete berede ketia. Rata pata barada. That devil standing before you, I take authority over it. I bind that devil's resistance. That resistance between you and your destiny. Rete kete bata kateko. I take authority over it now. Go ahead, begin to make decrees. Exercise your dominion. Make decrees. Exercise your power. The name of Jesus. Amen. Sir, let me pray for you. In your throne room, in your courts, in your throne room, pray. The voices can be your throne room, sing in your courts, in your throne room. Ooh, yeah, voices can be heard in your throne room, yeah, in your courts, in your throne room. Open your heart, sir. The voices can be heard in your throne room, in your courts, in your throne room. The voices can be heard in your throne room, in your court, in your throne room. The voices can be heard in your throne room, in your court, in your throne room. The voices can be heard in your throne room, in your court. Throne room.
stand me high in your throne room, yeah. In your crown.
Mateus, Zikete, Pele, Patikosi, they have started moving. Keep singing.
In your throne room.
And many encounters. Seraphim encounters. Cherub encounters. For many, your spirit calls that encounter and gives it to you when you pray.
In your throne room, the voices can be heard.
In your throne room,
in your heart, in your throne room, the voices can be heard.
And so God saw that the kingdom, the earth has scattered. Too many mysteries I can't even talk about, only from Genesis. But he can't allow his Satan to win or continue endlessly. So he called Abraham and made a covenant with him. He said, separate your generation. All your generations, separate them. I'm consecrating your lineage. There's something I want to do. That's something he wanted to do with Abraham. Even right now, through you here, there's something he wants to do. That's why you are consecrated. And what happened? Abraham was now referred to as a prophet. You know why? He didn't have a church. But he kept the mysteries of God. And tribes. When the 12 tribes were established, God had found the number of the government. I said, okay, now, from these people now, I will form a nation. And God showed me through scriptures that that Israel is the first kingdom of God in the earth. Don't believe it? I saw in the light of God this glory. First Chronicles 29:23. Keep that scripture. First Chronicles. This fearful scripture. What happened? Then Solomon sat where? Hold on. Is that not scary? Somebody sits on God's throne as king. What it shows is that the throne of Israel is actually the throne of God. Sat on the throne of the Lord. If they don't believe it, put up Deuteronomy 33. Verse 2. Let's start from verse 2. Beautiful scripture. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shined forth from Paran. He came with 10,000 of his saints. From his right hand came a fiery law. Move on. He loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your words. Move on. And what happened?
He commanded the law.
Verse 5.
And he was king in Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a code name for Israel. And look, it's
when he became king,
when the leaders, the people were gathered. You know when this
they made him king? Mount Sinai.
When the delegates went to meet him on the throne.
Get it.
And he said, gather the 70 elders and you, Moses and Aaron, come. And they went to Exodus 24. Put it now. 24. And they went up to the mountain and they saw the God of Israel. The Bible says they saw the God of Israel. And he said, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, 70 of the elders, come and worship. Move on. And all shall come. Go on. So Moses came. Go on.
Go. Just keep going. Let me see. Yeah. Good. Keep going. Good. And listen now.
Then Moses. Go back. Then Moses. Also Aaron, Nadab, and the 70 elders. They what? In those days, when a community wants to enter an agreement with you, they send their elders.
You've read from the ancient books, even in indigenous cultures, Igbo land, the Igbo people come and complain.
Now, they have their elders that they send. So they were sending elders. Moses was representing the people and God together. And Aaron, now go on, what happened? And they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved walk of sapphire. And it was like the clear, like the very heavens in its clarity.
Move on.
See what happened next. But on the nobles and of the children, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God. What followed? There they entered the covenant. That's why Deuteronomy 35 said he was Yeshurun. When the leaders of the people got, that was his coronation. He made a covenant with Abraham. He confirmed it with Isaac. He met it with Jacob. But when Israel came, he met them a nation. And before Paul would say, you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, that statement came from Exodus 19. He said, I will make you a kingdom. Put up Exodus 19:3. He said, I will make you a kingdom. I will make you my people, a peculiar people above all the nations of the earth. Say, go on and move now. Verse 4. Go on. Now, if you indeed obey my voice and keep my voice, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Keep going. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and what? That's where First Peter came from, a royal priesthood. This is the scripture Peter was speaking. So he said, these are the words. When they came to him and took his covenant, they appeared before him. They sent 70 delegates together with Nadab, Abihu, and Aaron, and Moses. And they saw the king and they ate with him. And that's how you cut covenants in those times. When Abraham and Abimelech had a covenant, after the covenant, they ate together. So he was king in Yeshurun. When the leaders gathered around him, they enthroned him king. That was why when they asked for Saul, God said to Samuel, they have rejected me. It means he was before. I was king in their midst. But now they have asked for a king. Not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me. So this nation is the kingdom of God. But that's a mystery, because God was building a context. He was building a what? A what? That's why he took the throne and surrounded it with a covenant. The elders knew this. So when Judah prayed, when Jacob prayed for Judah, he said, this scepter, when he called scepter, there was no kingdom. But he was an elder
and saw a scepter. He said, the rulership will not depart from Judah. Judah was not spectacular. It was Joseph that had the spectacularness in that generation. But for some reasons, only known to the grace and favor of God, he said, don't leave Judah. Neither will a lawgiver will not depart from his feet. Who is a lawgiver? Receive. I pray thee the law, for every word of a king is power. Until Shiloh shall come, when he comes, what happens? Then we gather again. Unto him shall the gathering. Why then we have thrown him again? And so Israel was hasty, and they didn't wait for the timing of God, and they took a man from the tribe of Benjamin, but the kingdom did not last in his hands. Why? Because prophecy, which is the mystery of God made known in the earth, say Judah, and they wallowed for 40 years, until when the time was ripe and Judah came forth as David. And listen, it's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of God in the earth. And Judah came forth in David. And he looked at David and said, forever as the sun abides, as the moon, this throne is yours. This throne is yours. And for your children to come. That's why you see Solomon sits on what? The throne of the Lord.
And when God saw that the time was getting ripe, he said, it is now time to send forth one. Because in Judah he gave it to David, and with David he covenanted it. He called for David's mother from the tribe of David. He called up another man from the tribe of David and put his son. Luke chapter 2, go to verse 14. Strengthen you, man of God. For context. Alright, leave it there. That's cool. And in the 6 months, the angel who was sent by God to a city of Nazareth called Galilee, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Move on. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was what? Of the house of whom? The virgin's name was what? And go on. Move on, keep moving. We know that place. Move on. Move on. Leave it there. Go back. Go back. And behold, you will conceive in your womb. That's a decree.
You will conceive in your womb. You will bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Move on. What happens? He will be great. Will be called the Son of the Highest. And what we follow? Is what? It's the angel that said it. That's what they told him. Go tell Mary that this son will be given the throne of his father, David. Psalm 89. The scriptures have become, you don't know how many scriptures you read today, right? Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Sorry, there's a little lag because it's been transmitted wirelessly. Alright? So if it was via call, it wouldn't delay like this. But since it's a wireless transmission, there's always room for latency. Good. I will go on. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. This is the Psalm of Ethan, the Ezraite. Not David didn't write this psalm, like most of us would think. That's the person that wrote it. He says Ethan of Ezra. Move on. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Mercy shall be pure faithfulness. You shall establish where in the very heavens. Move on. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant. Sworn. Listen. Your seed I will establish forever. Build up your throne to all generations. Hold that scripture in your mind because we come back to it. And the heavens will praise your wonders, your faithfulness. Keep moving now. Go on. Go on. Go on. Keep moving. He's praising God. Keeps praising. He keeps praising. He keeps praising. He keeps praising. Good. Now, I have found my servant. Move from there now. Go there now. 20. I found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established and also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not have with him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I beat down his foes. 24. But my faithfulness and mercy shall be with him. In my name, his son shall be exalted. Keep on. Don't be bored with scriptures. I will set his hand over the sea. Girls, go. You've moved past that place. Don't be bored with scriptures. Keep moving. Keep moving. I will make him my firstborn. Highest. Of the kings of the earth. What's the next verse say? My mercy I will keep for him forever. My covenant shall stand with him. What covenant? His seed I will make to endure and his throne as the days of heaven. When see that throne, Solomon came and sat on. Why I meant it was a natural king. Listen, that throne, God put it there so that when we come, we can read and he can show us insight. That, you see this physical throne, there's a spiritual dimension to it on earth. Right? And Solomon sits on it so you can know it. When Jesus came, how many of you know they gave him the throne of David? But he didn't sit as king. Where did he go to sit? He sat at the... He didn't sit on David's throne. That's why they expected the Messiah to come and sit as king in Jerusalem. But he came and they gave him the throne. And we can only see that in vision. So take us to Revelation 4.
you can only see. Are we bored? Are we bored here? After these things, I looked, and a door stood open in heaven. This is the encounter. He was already in the spirit. That's why I told you there are realms. He was already in the spirit from chapter 1. But in chapter 4, something happened. He looked. In heaven, he saw a higher place. And what happened was that the door was already stand. That is, the door was opened. It's like you walk into a place and then you see an open door. It had been waiting for him. And the first voice he heard was like a trumpet saying, come here. I want to show you stuff. What happens when he enters the realm? Immediately he was spirit again after he was all the while being in the spirit. And behold, he saw what again? Set where? This is the first kingdom, the Alpha, the beginning of all the kingdoms of the earth. And he saw a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Move on. He who was there, he looked like jasper. He looked like a sardius stone. And in Abdias, his form was like praise. He wasn't a natural body he carried. He was radiating light. And he said there was a rainbow around the throne. A glow. You do interior decor. He used the elements of creation to use it as ornaments around his throne. So he used the rainbow like this. He used the rainbow and surrounded his throne like an emerald. Move on. And around the throne, there were other thrones. And some people think these guys were worshiping. But this was not worship. Because you can't worship God sitting on your throne with your crown. This was a council. I will show you when the worship starts. And they were sitting, clothed in white robes, and they all had crowns. I'm showing you the government from the other place. There is a government of 24 that is surrounded. This is not fiction. This is not a myth. This is what the prophet saw. And from the throne, this is why God gave us this song. Lightning, thunderings, and voices. That's where this song came from. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Voices can be heard. This song is Revelation 4. And seven lamps were burning before the throne. There were seven spirits. Go on. See, these guys are back. Four living creatures. This one full of eyes, front and back. What is this? These are ornaments and elements from another world. Move on. And the first one had a face like a lion. The first one, Ezekiel saw, one had four faces. But in the generation of cherubims, they are of different type. Four faced, two faced, single faced. They are all in scriptures. This one that we are in this council, each had one face. And there was a lion on this side. There was a calf on this side. There was a man on this side. And then there was an eagle on the other. What was 8 say? And they began to worship. Now, verse 9. We'll go to verse 5. Go on. Go on. I saw in the right hand of him who sat a scroll, a book, a document. When you own a property, say, give me the deeds, the seal of oath. So when I buy you a car, I give you the documents. When I say this property is yours now, I give you the document. So this creature, this living head on the throne, he sat down and he was holding a document and it was sealed. Go forward now. And then a strong angel, one mighty, he roared like thunder and said, from heaven to the earth, from all of our existence, who is worthy to take the documents and look who owns it? And see, they began a search. Move on now. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth, they did a search for creation.
all existence down to hell. They didn't see one man. And look at what happened to the prophet in chapter 4. So he began to weep. He cried. Because where we have come to the pillar, the junction of destiny, where our destiny is supposed to be reclaimed, where our destiny is supposed to be retrieved, and now at this junction, we find no one. They have searched under. They have even looked in heaven. They have looked in the earth. No one. So we are left hopeless. And then one, move on, that sat in council, saw his plight, and said, do not weep, because the one that Judah spoke of, its son, he has prevailed. So this, that son of David, this is where it begins. Listen, Revelation 5 begins the end of the age, because Jesus takes the documents and begins to judge principalities. And when he opened the first one, a white horse moved. He opened the second one, a pale horse followed. And they say, when the seventh seal is broken, all the mysteries shall finish. That is what I'm saying. And now go back. And so, 2019, the one came to me and said, from 2020, there is going to be the manifestation of the kingdom at another level. And I say, how? He said, because the spiritual kingdom will be made manifest here, and the sons of God will possess the kingdom. Daniel chapter 7, because Daniel had a vision. He was fasting and was praying. And he said, these people, Israel, won't you have mercy on them? And in Daniel chapter 7, he had a vision. He saw all the kingdoms of the earth. Kingdom 1. He saw Babylonian kingdom. He saw the kingdom of the Greeks. He saw the kingdom of Alexander the Great. He saw the kingdom of Persia, Cyrus. And he saw the Roman Empire. He saw Caesar. He saw the four of them come to pass. And after the four came to pass, he said the other one was vicious, terrible. And then while he was looking, his vision cleaned. I'm in verse 9 now. And his vision cleaned. And in his eyes he saw thrones. 9, 7, 9. And he saw thrones again. They started arranging thrones in a circle. And he said, and as the thrones were set, one walked in. He said, he didn't know what to call him. He said, this one is ancient. Let's call him the beginning of days. That's why he said the ancient. The one who was before this, he said his garment was white and his hair was like pure wool, not adulterated, it was pure. His hair, his throne, he made it with fire and the wheels of the, this is glory. What does 10 say? A river of fire was flowing before the throne. And thousands upon thousands ministers, they say, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. And 10,000 times 10,000, they stood before him. They were only waiting for him to say, slay. They move. 10,000. That's what I'm saying to you. Angels are not in short supply. So I'm declaring, I'm decreeing, every entity of the devil that needs to be judged today, I stand under this anointing by God to declare the release of angels that minister, that stand before the Lord. Because the word says, bless you is angels that excel in strength, carrying out the word from him. Every entity that has raised the finger against you, pointed at you, I stand today by this unction, by this power, to decree their end now. Anyone that points at you for evil, the hands shall be cut off. Kete bata, rete kete kepote keria, ibrata maske prete keria, malate kote prahanda bosia, ifari ande bere meke sundara bahai. ikote prenekeya la fiko sunze brada bombe keti mataba evandipos mehikaka baleke kesutre kekeda prana malabaga dagalaga dege rekete metesia bomsa dime yekepo irafandi prataka boreke tiseke di daraha meisanga pido preitarbaika fore shika ika keketo rete braha manata be sakata polada. They are cut off. Everyone against you, I stand under this power by grace. Cut off, cut off, cut off. Their days are cut off. Their days are cut short. They will now die before their time, because they will not live, let you live in your time. They will now die before their time, because they will not let you to live in your time. Stand as an obstacle against you, but I stand by the fire of God. Who is this that stands before the anointed of God, leveled by fire? Arrangement. You used to see them from time to time. See your uncles appear to you. It's not that your uncle may be evil, but what the devil is saying to you is that this thing comes from a line. You see dead ones appear to you. Because you are here today, that altar projected against you is on fire.
Go verse 10. And then what happened? The books were what? Keep reading. I watched them because of the words of the pompous sound which the horn was speaking. I watched it till the beast was slain. Christ in glory. That's why when Jesus came, he referred to us as Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. You know, the Bible says in the book of Acts, when Jesus ascended, what received him? A cloud. Read the Gospels. This is where the cloud carried it. The part two is actually in the before the part one. So the cloud took him to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him here. Look at what happens.
of God. God is the ruler of. So which dominion are they giving him again? It's the one that was lost. They was giving him dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all many people. Is it all seraphims? All angels? They are talking about the earth. All nations. All many language. All the nine languages in Nigeria. His dominion is what? Everlasting. We shall not pass away. And his kingdom. What does he say in 4:15? The power of the vision made Daniel sick. Go to at about 18. Verse 18. Go to verse 17 now. Let's start from there. He said, those, because Daniel wanted to ask one question. He asked a question. He said, those great beasts which are four kings, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. Move on. But the sense of the Most High shall do what? It's not heaven's kingdom. God sits on it. It's the one that was lost. That's why he said the kingdom on earth. And possess the kingdom forever, even forever. Move on. 20, keep moving, keep moving. Wait, wait, wait. 21, I want to show you something. I was watching and the same whore was making war against the saints. That is, before this manifestation comes, before you possess it, you will go through warfare. And it will look as if the enemy is winning you. So it was prevailing. You are anointed, but you suffer. You're not, everything is down. So you pray, the more you are weakened. It's as if the devil is winning. You are near here. Because when you come to this point where it looks as if you are, this is what happens in 22. And then the Ancient of Days will come and sit. And will now make judgment and give you what? Make judgment and give you what? They say there is no favoritism in the justice system. But this scripture does not agree with you. He said, you that are highly favored amongst women, God is with you. He said, if judgment was made in the favor of the saints, and then the time came, the judgment was made, and then the time followed. That's why I'm announcing that the time has come for the saints to do what? Mateko, I'm going to show you something. And verse 23. Thus, he said, oh, move to verse 24. 25. He shall see. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High. Don't be troubled when people talk back to God and it's as if God doesn't answer back. And it looks as if God is powerless in their destiny. He shall even persecute the saints of the Most High. He shall seek to change times. That is, you saw a vision. God spoke to you as if you saw tomorrow. Then all of a sudden, when tomorrow comes, you see a different handwriting. And then you begin to question the scriptures, question your hearing, question your sight, question your perception. He said he shall intend to change the times and shall change the laws, but the saints shall be given into his hands for a time and half a time. Then 26 comes for speaks to us. Again the court shall sit. They shall take away his dominion. Hati, hey, I'm speaking to somebody. Your family, the devil is riding freely as if your siblings, the devil is sitting on their head and you have prayed and it has not worked. I'm here to announce to you this judgment today. The dominion is taken and his authority is consumed and destroyed. Lift your hands, pass a decree. Leketeke, pass a decree. I reject every spirit of death, every spell of backwardness. I reject you. Pass a decree. 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 It shall stand.
Jesus. What happens in 27? Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms. Where? So it's not, that is a hierarchy. It shows you the structure. Heaven's kingdom, then the kingdoms. The one is this L one here. Shall be given to the people the sense of the kingdom. His kingdom's an everlasting kingdom. This is what God said to me. The kingdom on earth has come. But again, when Jesus came, he didn't go to Jerusalem to sit on the throne, but he has received dominion. Let's round up in Revelation 5. The root of David. That should be verse 6, I beg. Please, I beg your pardon. Verse 6. Is it? All right. Go down. Oh, yes, verse 5, we stopped. Okay. And then he came, took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat. See what happens. Now, in verse 4, they were worshipping the one on the throne. But see what happens after he took it. Verse 8, follow. Fell down before who now? This time now, they began to worship the Lamb. Each having a harp, golden bowls full of incense, and the prayers of the saints were contained in them. Move on. And they sang a new song. You are worthy. Take the scroll to open its seals, for you were slain. You were redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Go on. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall do what? Reign in heaven. So if you are to reign on earth, then what happens? There's a kingdom on the earth. I show you a scripture now. I'm saying so much. Let's sing the Psalms of David, Psalm 122. You know why I like this? It's not you are journeying, you have crisscrossed the word of God in so many transits. A song of ascents of David is called the Aula. It's a song you sing when you are going up. I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. This is now the kingdom of God. Jerusalem is built as a city, it's the kingdom that is compact together. Where the tribes, that is the generations, everyone, maybe from the east, from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, from Northern America, from all around the continents, they go up to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to Jehovah, Elohim. For thrones are set here, the thrones of the house of David. And he pointed out, there are thrones in the dynasty of David. Jesus sits on one, there are still thrones left in that government. Rise up. Listen, look at this. There are many things you know I have not told you yet. Right? Go back to the thrones of the house of David. That's verse 5. Over there. There are thrones in the house of David. God gave to Jesus the throne of his father David. That throne pertains to the kingdom here.
that throne still, the spiritual dimension of that throne still remains on earth. Because it concerns the kingdom. See, these are not mysteries. What's the topic of this message? I'm telling you what is. It's breaking news, I'm telling you. It's a message I'm delivering. I'm not. What's the topic? If the audio is ready now, we'll name the message, the title of the meeting. That's what happened with the last audio. And see, there are books out of heaven. How many of you have seen books? Books out of heaven. Daniel saw books. John saw books. Ezekiel saw books. We have, by God, seen many. Out some of these things I'm telling you are out of those mysteries. And these are not mysteries of, they are things that are concrete. And these things are many years old. But why are we saying it now? Because it's time for it to go out. So that you can know. That's why he says, you will unseal the mysteries of Jesus Christ. And when they hear it, they will come into it. Prophecy from the book of the Kings, November of 2019. There is a word from the Spirit. There is a word in the Spirit concerning these days we have come into. It is the days and the season of kings. In the spirit and of the spirit, reigning in the earth. These are the days kings in the spirit, kings of the spirit, they shall reign on earth. There will be kings in the spirit, there will be kings of the spirit who shall reign on earth. To confirm that very mystery word, that same November where I worship the yearly conference, he was now titled Ruling and Reigning as Kings. And he came direct. I saw the kings, spiritual kings. This started many years ago. What I'm saying to you is, there is a kingdom on earth that has spiritual king of kings. You think this is a normal person talking to you? You think so? No. If you don't have dominion from heaven, you can't say this. And if God has not given you privilege of grace, you won't see this. By God, we know our realm. And so we speak around that realm. And God has given keys and dominions to judge principalities, to look at powers and cast them down. And God has said, raise up these kings, teach them their mysteries, let them know dominion. Because so many persons have been indoctrinated into the doctrine of the ecclesia or ecclesiastical order. But when Jesus came, the Bible says, and after he proceeded from John, he began to preach. Repent for what? The kingdom of God, it has come. And he said, if I cast out principalities, that means the kingdom of God is in your midst. Because why? I am the kingdom, I'm the king. You are a king. You are princely. You have a dominion. Don't let the devil deceive you. God Christ has sent me to announce and anoint you, to proclaim to you that there is a mystery in the earth and you have a rulership.
I don't care where you come from. For as long as you are born again, the seed has been put inside of you. But because you are one, doesn't necessarily mean you end up as one until you progress in that direction. Look at me, sir. I've seen the mountains of the earth, the basic structure which the civilization of this creation is built on. And there will be kings in all those realms. I wish he enters your heart. And that is why it pleased Jesus to make himself known at that level. From the beginning, I was talking about coming to that realm where Christ becomes so real. You think it's one day we came to understand this? No, it's a long walk. Who will take it away from me now? It has been given, it has sunk into my heart. By God, I can say it without reading. Without looking at a script. It has sunk into your spirit. You have taken it in, absorbed it, and you have become it. That's why he sent us also to announce that no power can keep you down. Because I'm announcing to them, see, when we speak, they hear. You are here listening. Powers are listening also. And the angels of the living God are paying attention. Waiting for the decree from the Lord. Your glory is here. When you are a king, you will not reign in the FRS. You will not reign in the Ministry of Finance. You will not reign in the University of Lagos. You will reign from the kingdom. But wherever a king is recognized. When Jehoshaphat went to meet Ahab, the Bible said they set two thrones. Ahab sat on his throne, and Jehoshaphat sat on his own throne. Two thrones, two kings. Well, when you recognize your realm because there's a kingdom, walk with it and know your authority. This is not just talk. This is kingdom. If Jesus is real, then all these are true.
Something you have never seen done in a meeting. Are you there? You will sit down, the music will continue, then you will flow. I will not be here too. I'll give you a moment. This is a personal journey, right? We'll show you the way. I can enter your heart and start merging your heart with Christ. You engage. The Bible says, who is this that engageth his heart to approach unto me? If you want to stand, maybe you can sit. Sit down. This the experience, you have to connect. You have to connect. There are really mysteries that change your life. Solomon went before the Lord and offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And then God met him and said, what will I do for you? And he said, give me wisdom. Say, because you have asked for a correct thing, take wisdom. But wait, take honor. Hold on. Take riches. Take glory. Take it all. Just flow. Flow. Over your life is decreed to come to pass and fulfilled. What the enemy wrote against you shall not come to pass. What the enemy spoke against you shall not come to pass. What is written against you in the covens of witchcraft, it shall not come to pass. Every handwriting of the devil shall not come to pass. Every contrary decree and arrangement is cancelled and nullified. Therefore, this is your great deliverance, for God has pulled you out from whatever the enemy has calculated and thought that he has kept you. Now he has pulled you out and set you on a new path, set you in righteousness. So I decree and declare, anything that has worked against you in time past, every calculation of the devil that is hitherto to be implemented, I undo it and reverse it now in the name of Jesus. Pulled out into your new path, pulled out into the path of truth, secured in destiny. This one shall not fail. This one shall not scatter. This one shall not wither. This one shall not be aborted. This one shall not be eliminated. Your day shall come to pass.
rapid, rapid expedition. Rapidity of destiny, speed. Say, dip your feet in oil. Get up thy loins. You shall outrun the chariots of Ahab. Fresh grace, speed. Fresh grace for speed. Speed. Accomplishments. Accomplishment. Things will happen in a hurry. Quickly. 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 Sharing this grace also, having been there when God began to fashion this grace, being together with us, ministering, being brothers and friends, and all that we could be. You have a portion in this inheritance. So today I speak, take your own portion in this inheritance. Whatever is yours here in this grace, by virtue of your sacrifices in time past, many years ago, we receive it, leave good from here with it, and let it begin to speak in the hall. I pray for you first. What's your name, sir? Sir? Who invited you? Yeah, who invited you? You came on your own? Joseph. Doing a new thing for you. I see wealth coming, but the dangerous thing about wealth is that it's a tool for Mammon to connect with your heart. Because when wealth comes, Mammon has an access. But if your heart is secure, surely in God, then when wealth comes, you will be derailed. Fast and pray as if you are a pastor, as if you have a church you are pastoring. Let your spirituality equal the destiny God wants to give you. Hence, if you receive that destiny, your life will collapse. When the deposit is more than the weight of spirituality, then there's a collapse. So, build, Joseph, build spirituality. You are his friend also. Build spirituality so that you can be ensuring he's doing it. Build spirituality so that when wealth comes, your destiny can stand on the weight, on the stature, the strength of your character, of your spirituality. Katesh, laketekos, baratama laketekebelekedekedia. I speak to your foundations right now. Kateketo rita paradakisiekedos, lapaketekelekekedekede baratagadagalagadia. Whatever holds you down from wherever it is.